My name is Zbyszek, and yes, I work at Red Hat. I work on Systemd and Fedora. And this is a talk, more about an idea than a specific thing. For me, this specific thing means a specific implementation using a specific distro, but the idea is more general. So let's talk, why would we want to build interdis from distro packages? So let's first talk about the current state. So different distros do it in different ways, and the tooling is separate, but the ideas are the same. So basically, we take some files from the host, use LDD to follow, find the right libraries. We use some magic tricks to figure out other files, and then this fails all the time, of course. And it's, well, in distros we already have packages, and the packages have this nice dependency syntax between them, and requirements, and recommends, and, you know, conflicts, and post-installation scripts. And with something like Dracut, which is used in Fedora, we kind of kick it to the curb and repeat the whole thing badly. And we do it in a very inefficient way because you install a bunch of packages, and the thing that takes the longest time is running Dracut and figuring out the interd. It is not reliable and it's not efficient. And then once we have built the interd, we reboot, and then when we reboot, we have this very special environment with special tools, I mean this is a bad word here. It's like this something that is completely different and magic, and people are thinking that it's special, even though it's not. And there's lots of complexity. So in particular, nowadays most people use systemd in the interd. But there are remnants of previous states where systemd wasn't there. So we have an execution queue in systemd, and we have an execution queue in Dracut, and they kind of fight, or at least duplicate. And this complexity means that it's very hard to figure out what is going on when something goes wrong. Even though the approaches are similar, the implementations are completely different, and we have this nice state where systemd is used everywhere, and we should have the same state for interds where, there is less duplication. And, as a second part of the motivation, the number of talks that were given over the last 2 days would apply, but the keynote, like reproducible and immutable OS images, the actual title was with NixOS, but I don't care about this part. So, I love NixOS, by the way. We have this state where we build images which use UKIs, and the UKIs are signed. So we have a single file with a kernel and interd, which is signed by the vendor, or maybe signed for local distribution, but ideally, it is signed by the vendor. It will be signed locally only for development environments like that. For real users, it will be signed by the vendor. So the interd must be built by the vendor. And then there's no space for local modification in this scheme. And this whole system that was designed to pick up local tweaks made to binaries by users and configuration files just doesn't make sense. So if we are doing things in this new scheme, it makes sense to build from packages. The other system only makes sense because it's because of history, and I don't think that we should use that. So the particular implementation that was also mentioned during the last 2 days is MKSI. It builds OS images from distro packages. Latest versions of MKSI even do this thing where if you start from a systemd repo, you do MKSI build, it will build, well, it will download the, for example, the Fedora distgit repository for you, build systemd, build a package from that, like the real Fedora package with the Fedora spec file, and install that. So it, it takes the idea of doing things from packages to well, takes it very far. And MKSI supports all kinds of distributions and all kinds of installers in a very uniform way. So this goal of unifying the differences between distributions can be partially realized by using MKSI. And of course, we have this thing where MKSI can do pretty much everything fully unprivileged now. It's using systemd part in unprivileged mode, which means that it's really pleasant to do things. And it's really pleasant to do those builds in containerized environments. So for example, for on a sandboxed build server, it's kind of nice to do those things with MKSI. And a lot of work is going into like profiles and match sections. So it's, I mean, getting easier to actually tell MKSI what to do. I added this to the slides because there were a number of talks about you know, using MKSI in various versions. In general, for people who haven't been here last year, Dan De Meyer had two really good talks. They're both available online about MKSI and Repart. So I'm not going to talk more about them. So like what I want to get with the distro packaging. So in general, the idea is to take a lot of stuff that we were doing and just stop doing it and have a system that is simpler. Right, I mentioned that we have the package dependency resolution mechanism that is done very well by packagers and by package managers. On my laptop, I built initrds with this MKSI initrd scheme for like last 2 years, and they have never broken. I just don't touch them, and it just works. Because we let other tools that are designed to do that do like most of the work. This typical failure mode where I don't know. Systemd gets the DL openified and starts opening some important library using DL open. And so then when you use LDD to list the libraries, you don't see that. Then you build the ERD using Jakut and it doesn't have the library, right? This doesn't happen because packagers take care of that and they add the dependencies to the package metadata. And we don't pull files from the host, so I don't know, it feels really unclean to do that. And this is makes things much more reproducible because we have some manifest of packages that we pull in and the outcome is just a direct result of that. Well, I mean, it's an advantage, maybe depends how you look at it. We have the same images for everyone. Well, testing is easier, certainly. And if we sign images, then this makes a lot of sense to build them from packages. And finally, like kind of part of the idea is that we discard this those scripts that have been added over the years for the initrds, and we don't we just rely on normal packaged binaries. So that was the plan, and now let's look at some details. Like this, the idea, I had a talk about doing initrds built with packages 3 years ago, and the first version was, a config file for MQSI that seemed to work on my laptop, worked in some VMs. And initially, we were very enthusiastic about this, and we wanted, you know, to add support for various things that Dragwood supports and that are very important for Fedora and Red Hat users. So iSCSI, fiber channel over Ethernet, NFS, this and that. And this failed badly. And let me just show an example. So we have iSCSI, and the iSCSI initiator utils package in Fedora has four binaries. So this is, well, I mean, nice, and six service files also, you know, integration with systemd. And then there's the Dragwood hookup. So there's like five files that have 1,000 lines of code. And you know, it's not enough just to have bash code. You have bash code, which generates bash code that is then executed and does things. And this is all in addition to the already existing service files and stuff. And then actually you look at the service files, and for example, I saw this one, you know, like, run a shell to call a binary to create a config file at runtime in etc. We tried. We really tried to get iSCSI working. It's just life is too short for that. So either the maintainers of iSCSI will just get rid of that stuff and provide something nice and clean that can be used independently of Dragwood, or we will not support iSCSI. And I think I'm fine with either outcome. And on my laptop, Dragwood has 119 modules that do also all kinds of things, and it like would take forever to convert them, and it just doesn't seem worth to do it, at least not from my side. So the updated plan is to concentrate on the simple cases. A normal laptop without network file systems or RAID will work just fine, or VMs, and work on the infrastructure in the sense of all the tools in systemd, which I'll talk about in a moment, and other surrounding tooling. To make this happen, we need to make it possible to do all those things locally, but then at some point be ready to switch to building in centralized infrastructure. I thought that it would have already happened by now, but not yet. And now I want to mention some additional topics. We have inter Ds, and we have exit RDs. And traditionally, the exit RD, the exit RD is an init RD that you switch to back from the host system during shutdown to clean up the root file system. And the concept has existed forever, but the name is new. But the approach that was used for this was that the init RD would pack part of itself, put this in somewhere in slash run or somewhere where it would stay in memory during the whole time the system was up, and then at shutdown it would be unpacked. And this is kind of wasteful, but it also is not useful, because imagine that we boot the machine, we wait a year. During this time, we update the software running on the host all the time, and then we switch back to this very ancient version of the exit RD. We don't want to do that, and we are moving towards this approach where the exit RD is taken from the host system and injected into the right place so that it is picked up for shutdown. And yeah, and to make it easier to build XSRDs, we have a systemd shutdown binary, and like for example in Fedora, this is packaged as a separate package tool to make it easy to build XSRDs. And what are some next steps that should happen? I hope will happen. The problem with this centralized building of interDs is that we have less flexibility, and systemd is adding a lot of tooling. I'll just like mention it without diving into details. Of course, we can build different variants of interDs, but this takes space and is not always useful. And we have like four mechanisms of extending the configuration. We have add-ons, so stuff that is loaded by the bootloader and influences the kernel is checked by secure boot. We have sysx and constex, which can also be loaded from the bootloader, but they are applied a bit later. They are not checked through secure boot. We have credentials. So we have like those four different or three different ways to influence how the interD behaves. So hopefully we can deal with the problem of not having, I mean, having a single version of the base interD. And the plan, what's happening? So MKSI interD was initially a separate thing, and then got absorbed by MKSI. It is now essentially installed as a little kernel install plugin, so it's easy to build interDs in this way locally if you want to. There has been, this is more on the systemd side, support for various kinds of signing being added. We have a pull request open for offline signing, so like after the fact signing of YUKIs. We can build system extensions, but it's not always trivial to do that. If we do this at scale, it would be rather painful. There were talks about sysx over the last 2 days too. We got support for inserting microcode sections in YUKIs, so this is something that is also useful to make this actually work. The biggest issue that happens is that the interDs that are built from packages are larger than they should be, and I think this is not a problem just for this particular method of building interDs. It is a general problem because people want to add stuff to the interD all the time. So in particular for newer graphic cards, different versions of firmware will require the interD to grow anyway. Compose putting EROFS images into the interD was mentioned and stuff like that. So we need a way to deal with bigger interDs in either case. And in general, the copying is okay. It's the idea that we take the interD, we fully decompress it, and then start using it. This is what causes the slowdown. And if we can avoid the decompression, then it doesn't really matter how big the interD is. I mean, in the sense that if it's like 200 megabytes or 500 megabytes, copying this on a modern machine is a fraction of a second, right? Last week at Plumbers, there were some ideas floated around, and the one that I particularly like is enhancing the kernel to have an uncompressing interD with a file system image inside, and then the kernel would kind of take this one file from the interD and turn it into a block of memory that is used for the file system, and this all happens like with a zero copy, in a zero copy fashion. So to wrap things up, how does the ecosystem look? So we have MKSI, which is used to build interDs with the MKSI interD idea. But if you build MKSI images, for example, like the systemd test image, you also build interDs that you inject, that you use for testing. So, you know, MKSI interD uses MKSI, and MKSI uses MKSI interD. And we have the kernel install plugin for to build interDs. We also have a kernel install plugin to call Yukify, so you can build an interD and then build a Yukify, build a UKI locally. Kernel install to install this somewhere. Systemd measure to do PCR predictions. PSign, SBSign for signing, for secure boot, the add-ons sysx, confecs, and credentials to do configuration, and systemd stub, which will load them and need support for them. I mentioned building of sysx, and here I wanted to mention reproducible builds, because if we build sysx, then it's much nicer if we can build the lower layer on demand, so if we can build it reproducibly. And then we have UKIs and multi-profile UKIs and well, incremental building of UKIs and offline signing, so like spraying out the way that UKIs are built. And some ideas how to make the whole thing faster. So I mentioned that we can do the zero copy donation of the data, and then we can probably use EROFS that is compressed internally as the payload file system. And if we have signed in interDs, then of course it's nice if they're immutable, and this has also happened in systemd. Now we like an interD, no matter how it is built, is now usually read-only at runtime. And well, that's all I have. And I some links, questions.
Thank you. Questions? Yes.
So, what are your world domination plans for MK OSI NetRD? Is a long-term plan that you could replace the other initRD implementation like DragCat completely, or is it long-term that you will support some use cases but have DragCat, for example, as fallback to all the corner cases that you don't want to
touch? Yeah, I think that like this hybrid coexistence will need to exist. So, like in Fedora, we wanted to have signing of SDBoot and signing of more things, and this got blocked because of some technical issues. And also the building of interDs in like this fashion in the official Fedora infrastructure is also blocked because of technical limitations. But I really hope that we can overcome those things. I mean, they are like seem on the progress of being fixed next week for the last couple months. But I think it will happen when people come back from vacation. And then in Fedora, we will be able to provide such interDs, and then people start using them for real. And I hope that they will be actually signed, so we can establish more trust.
I've got my questions. The first issue you've mentioned is that initRDs built from packages are bigger. Maybe the solution would be to have packages, some clues how to use them to build initRDs, which files to put, because the idea we use today with DragCat or other tools is to pick only important files from local systems. So maybe packages should point, if you are building an initRD, then use only these three files, not the rest.
So I mean, like the answer to what packages should do is to split packages into chunks that make sense. And this is actually quite nice also for other users, because if you are building a container from packages, then you have the exact same issue, and if it's split up in a reasonable way and the package doesn't introduce dependencies that it doesn't need to, then other people benefit. And actually, it turns out that there isn't that many files, like in packages that are well split, that you don't want to install. Actually, I would say that in most cases, it's like minor differences. There are some particular exceptions, like kernel modules. We had this idea in the beginning that the kernel modules would be split, like there would be like a, you know, kernel initrd modules package or something like that, but this is just infeasible. And MKSI now supports allow listing and deny listing of kernel modules to put into the initrd, and this seems to be the right approach. So actually, the size differences, I think the packaging is mostly okay. Yeah.
So understanding that you said that there's going to be a coexistence of both that and Dracut, is iSCSI the only challenge? Because I remember issues like Fiber Channel, etc. They basically suffer from the same issue, and within the enterprise community, they are still very prevalent. So sparing them seems kind of a difficult challenge in terms of commercial support. That's point one. Point two, what about things that are inherently user-centric? For instance, a lot of people use initrd to early unlock encrypted volumes using SSH. Can you support that? Because I haven't really worked with SysXt and stuff, but that doesn't really seem like a task well suited. Is that correct?
I think that if this idea proves to be popular, then somebody at some point will figure out what to do with Fiber Channel. I find it more interesting to work like on the systemd tooling side and stuff. Stuff like very custom things. So this will never be in like something that is distributed by the distro, right? People build local variants and local extensions, and this doesn't preclude this in any way. Systemd is adding various options to unlock things, and I know if this approach makes sense in general, then maybe it will be added to systemd upstream, and then it will flow into the package, and then we'll end up in the initrd. I think that the most realistic answer is that just people have custom extensions to initrds anyway.
You're out of time. Thank you very much.